We now present the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Today's message is part of a series called Words to Live By.
And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, they may go to the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart, give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes." He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves, the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. "They need not depart, give ye them to eat." They need not depart because of their need. Now, if you don't need anything, you can afford to go on and live without Jesus Christ. If you'll show me a cheek that was never tear-stained, if you'll show me a heart that never had a longing, if you'll show me a soul that has no sense of loneliness, and if you'll show me a human life over whose head no sorrow ever gathered, I will show you somebody that can live without Jesus Christ. But you can't find anybody who doesn't need something. Now, this crowd was hungry. They wanted bread for their bodies. Now, we pray day by day, "Give us our daily bread." And God's interested in our bodies. Now, you know, your soul is worth much more than your body. You know, there's a bread for your soul, too. Jesus said, "I am the bread come down from heaven." You have the elements of bread all around you. But you can't eat those elements if you get them in a loaf. Now, God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. From everlasting to everlasting, He is God. When Jesus came from heaven to earth, He was God manifest in the flesh. Jesus, reverently speaking, was God fixed up so my hungry heart could feed. He's a bread come down from heaven. Do you know there's certain instincts that are universal? There's an instinct that makes a man have a God. Everybody has a God. You can't live without a God. You have some kind of a God. Your God is the thing that's first in your life. What is your God? Civilization may change a man's idols, but unregenerated people always have an idol. But do you want a God? Well, why don't you take Jesus Christ? He's all the God I want. In the beginning, He was with the Father. He made all things. He holds all things together. And He said, "He that's seen me has seen the Father." I know Jesus Christ is God. For nobody but God could do for me what Jesus Christ has done. A man who doubts the deity of Christ has never been born again. What do you need? Just a minute, stop to think. Instinct? All right, you want to pray, don't you? You say you won't pray, but you wait till the hour of emergency comes. Everybody sometimes, somehow, somewhere, tries to pray to call on some kind of a God. Do you want a God? Do you want somebody to pray to? Jesus Christ opens the door of prayer and says, "Come in and make yourself at home. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do." The way's open for you. What else do you want? The trouble with the religions of the world, they tell people what to do and leave them helpless to do it. Jesus tells you what to do and puts omnipotence back up. He says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And then He says, "I'll make your heart pure. I'll wash it. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin." What do you need? Wait just a minute. There's so many things I could say, but I don't have time to go into all of them in just a message of this kind. You find in Jesus Christ all you need. I remember one time, I had a testimony meeting. I shall never forget it. It was in Memphis, Tennessee, years ago when I was just a boy preacher. It was in the morning service in the week. And I said, "I want you people here to tell us in a sentence something that Jesus means to you." Somebody got up and said, "He's the best friend I ever had." Somebody said, "I don't know how I get along without Jesus." And somebody else said, "Well, He's my Savior." Somebody else said, "He's my daily companion." Somebody else said, "He's my comfort in sorrow." One person said, "He's my star of hope in the night of despair." And they just kept talking. And I thought they'd said about all could be said. And then I saw an old man down near the front. He's in the second bench. He leaned over and got hold of the bench in front of him and tried to pull up. And it looked like the old fellow wasn't going to make it. He made several efforts. And I was just getting ready to say, "That's all right. Just sit still. You don't have to get up." But before I could say it, the old man managed to get up. And he leaned on this pew in front of him. His shoulders were drooped under the weight of the years. Feeble old man. And then he began to straighten up. And he looked like a soldier on parade. His gray hair hung like locks of glory. And light flashed over the cliff tops of eternity and flooded the old wrinkled face. That old man said something I've never forgotten. He said, "Brother Bob, I haven't got much in this world besides Jesus." But said, "Come to think about it, a fellow doesn't need much else. If you haven't Jesus Christ, you haven't what you need. If you have Jesus Christ, you have about all you need. It doesn't take much food. It doesn't take much raiment. But, oh, it takes Jesus Christ to satisfy the heart. What do you need today?" Now, some of you listening need forgiveness for sin. You've sinned against God. You know you have. In every language and dialect of the world is some word for duty. A must. Some word for sin in every language of the world. And you know you've sinned against God. All have sinned. You know you have. You can talk as much as you please about being as good as other people, but you know you've sinned. Everybody knows it. All right? What are you going to do about it? Well, I'll tell you what I did about it. And I've seen thousands of others do. I've seen them go to Jesus. He blots out their sins. He remembers their sins against them no more forever. If you need forgiveness for sin, go to Jesus. You don't need anybody else. Just go to Jesus. What else you need? Are you tired? Oh, I'm talking to weary people today. It's a weary world. Weary men and weary women around the world. You know, the memory of my mother is a memory of a tired face. The only time I ever saw her when she looked rested was when she was in the coffin. I can see her now. Many a Saturday night I've seen her with a dim light from the fireplace in her face as she's mending my pants so I'd have something to wear to Sunday school next morning. She's a mother of a large family. She was always tired. I can see her now that night, many nights sighing. When they put her in the coffin, she was rested. Are you tired? If you're weary, don't go away from Jesus. He knows what weariness means. He knew no sin, but he knew fatigue. And when you're tired, go sit down by him. One of the sweetest pictures of Jesus in the Bible is Jesus sitting on a well curb to rest. And he had more than sat down until somebody came by to disturb him. If you're tired, don't go away from him. Are you tempted? I'm talking to somebody who's going through a severe trial. You have temptations. You know, I remember one time a person said to me, "Dr. Bob, I've sinned. But I haven't sinned every time I was tempted." Said, "I'd walk the floor at night in temptation. I wanted a drink of whiskey so bad. I was born that way. And then I took to drinking. Then I got off of it. I'd walk the floor night after night. Sometimes for hours. And sometime I'd get as near the door and I'd say, I just got to go get a drink somewhere. And I'd fall down on my knees and pray. Are you tempted? Well, don't go away from Jesus. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He knew no sin, but he knew temptation. And having been tempted, he's able to succor those who are tempted. Don't go away from him. Are you lonely? I'm talking to some lonely heart today. Somebody that maybe you're in a crowd and maybe you've been laughing and talking, but you haven't told anybody, but you have a lonely heart. I've spent most of my life among strangers, and I've always been a very lonely temperament. People haven't realized it, but loneliness, I know what it means. But you know, when you're lonely, I can tell you somebody that knows what loneliness means. Jesus came from heaven to earth and to his own people, and he was forsaken by his own people. He came to a world that he made, and the world didn't know it. He's in the world, but they didn't know who was here. He gathered about him a little group of just a small group of his disciples. They ate with him and slept with him and traveled with him and saw him perform miracles. And then one time the hour of temptation came. He was going to the cross. And that lonely time, they went off and left him. Then he went out there in the garden. And certain ones that stayed nearby, while he was out there praying with perspiration like drops of blood flowing from his brow, they were all asleep. All alone, the Son of God. And then you remember how he went up to the cross and the mocking, cursing, hissing, spitting crowd around him. And he hung there in agony in that tragic hour. And the saddest words that ever went out on the air were those sad words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Wait a minute. He was forsaken by the Father. God turned his back so Jesus Christ could pay the debt. God couldn't look at your sin when it was laid on Christ. God couldn't see sin. His holy eyes can't look at it. But there was his Son who knew no sin, being made sin for you and me. And he tasted death for every man. So wait a minute. If you're lonely, don't go away from Jesus. Now one other word. Are you dying? Well, you're going to be if the Lord tarries. Of course, Jesus may come. I never have wanted to die. There's something about death that never appealed to me. That valley, that lonely, dark valley, that struggle for breath, your heart trying to beat but too weak to beat. I never thought death was beautiful. It's the wages of sin. It's the last enemy that Jesus Christ is going to destroy. That enemy is already conquered. Jesus went down into the tomb and conquered death. Reached out his hands and let death put handcuffs on him and surrendered to death. Death couldn't have taken Jesus if he hadn't surrendered. He surrendered to death, laid down his life, died, and conquered death. And when I go to die, I want somebody there with me that knows how to die. My friends can go down to the gate, but they can't go through the gate with me. Loved ones may be around me, ready to say goodbye, maybe weeping, but they can't go through there. But I have someone, the best friend anybody ever had, more precious than mother and father and husband or wife or child. I have someone that can go with me through the valley. The psalmist saw it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. I won't be afraid of a coffin or a shroud or a tomb. I won't be afraid of the death rattle. I won't be afraid of the cold sweat on my brow. I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. My friends, Jesus Christ is all you need. My God shall supply all your needs according to riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If you trust Jesus Christ and you're faithful to Him, God will see to it that you get all you need. Maybe not all you think you need. Maybe not all you think you want. But if you want Jesus Christ more than anything else, you have a promise of God that He will supply through Jesus Christ everything you need. So don't go away from Him now. Stay close to Him. Lean on Him. Trust Him. Be faithful to Him. Our Father, help us to be true to the Lord Jesus Christ. And help us to remember that He's our only Savior and the only way to God and the only hope for a lost world. Keep us faithful, we pray in His ever-precious name. Amen.
You've just heard a message by Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program was sponsored by Bob Jones University.